Coming at you from the Steel City, you're listening to Poor Man's Podcast, Pittsburgh's premier comedy podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, hosted by Chris Hopper and with a new special guest each week. And here's your host, Chris Hopper.
Woo! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poor Man's Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Along with me, as always, is the beautiful Shaylee, baby. Shay, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Christopher. How are you?
I've been better.
Okay. That's the route we're going.
Well, you know what? I've been part of this bullshit parking ticket that has been eating at me for days. And you know what?
Okay.
I don't want to cut any corners. I want to do my due diligence. So we have the honest attorney, Ryan, is on the line. Ryan, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ryan Gailey from Gailey Law Offices.
You got him right there. Ryan Gailey's on. He's a real lawyer, okay? He's a legit lawyer. He passed the bar, okay? So he knows what he's talking about.
Congratulations. That's a proud moment.
Thanks, Shay.
You're welcome.
God, Shay's so wonderful.
I'm so sweet. Honestly, I can't get past myself.
So, yeah, we can. So, shut up.
Oh. No.
I'm going to give the audience a little backstory. And Ryan, I told Ryan it was a parking issue, but I didn't really go into what it was.
Right.
Now, I was parked. Well, I wasn't, but I was. My associate was parked, okay, on the street in the city. I guess it was street sweeping that day, okay? Between 8 a.m. and noon, I think, it was street sweeping, okay? And you can't park on the one side of the street.
Right.
Which, fine, I get that, whatever. But we got back, and she saw the street sweeper going up the hill, cleaning the street, done, okay? So we pull in, park, because they already swept the street.
Obviously.
It's done.
Okay.
They don't need to come back. Why would they need to come back? So we pulled in there, parked there, got out, went about our day. Went out a little bit later. There's a ticket on the windshield for being parked on street sweeping between 8 and 12. Although the street sweeper had already gone by, unobstructed, went down, did its job. We pulled right in. Apparently, the cop came by after, left a ticket because she was parked there at that time. By the letter of the law, I suppose she broke the law. But isn't it there for street sweeping? What's the deal with that, Ryan? What is there any recourse one could take in that situation?
So the short of it is, you're probably screwed.
Okay.
The reality is that you're probably going to throw yourself on the mercy of the courts at that point, right? So with a parking ticket, you're usually talking about an ordinance violation.
Okay.
So those tickets usually start out, I've seen them as low as $5. I've seen them as high as $100.
Right.
But the problem is that if you wait for that ticket to go to a citation, now you're getting costly. You're getting up around that $100 mark, and you're just throwing yourself on the mercy of the court and saying, hey, the street sweeper already went by. Now, in some hometowns, a lot of magistrates would probably throw that out and you'd be good to go. Other magistrates, they're probably going to fine you for it.
Now, Ryan, so we called and we talked to somebody and we're like, okay, we know that we're not supposed to park here. There's Wednesdays and Thursdays, they do it on alternating sites. On one day, we barely have any street parking. Okay, there's three spots, so we can't really park there. But we did. We moved, knowing that the street sweeper was coming. Mm-hmm. We did our jobs as citizens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we moved, and then when the street sweeper went by, we moved back, thinking we could get our parking spot. Apparently, that wasn't the case, so we called the police station asking what was going on. She said it was the policy that they couldn't even think about it, okay? It was a policy, which I don't understand the policy. Like, if you make the policy, why can't you unmake the policy?
Right.
They could work around that, but they made it seem like, oh, there's no going against it. And then with that, like, if you're going to give us a fine that we can't fight, how is that fair?
Well, I think there's two things to look at there, Chris. The first is that the police don't want to hold court outside of court. And so, the ticket's already been issued. They're probably not going to hear your complaint. you know, you really need to resolve that with whatever form of appeal or hearing that you can get granted by the municipality. Mm-hmm. And the second point, I'll be honest with you, I just forgot what it was.
Well, you know what? You're about as helpful as they were at the police station. But I don't understand. And then I don't understand, like, so the police don't know when the street sweeper is coming, or they do know. I feel like they know that they can ticket between this time, so they take the chance to do it. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
That reminds me of where I was headed. Yeah. So an officer always has discretion, right?
Right.
They have a discretion to whether they will or will not issue the citation. And the reality is that we would hope that common sense would prevail and say,
we can't do that in court.
You can, right?
I hope so.
So, not that this is legal advice, but if I was you, I'd call it what's known as a de minimis violation. And I'd say that nobody got hurt. And it's really a minor infraction. So we should just let this one go.
Now, Ryan, if you have discretion in this, and I understand it being inconvenient for the street sweepers, I've seen it. And you know what? If we were there in the way, it's annoying, but absolutely you deserve to pay the fine. Get out of the fucking street and let people do their job and sweep it up. But I feel like the spirit of the law was, it was written so you would get out of the way of the street sweeper, and when the street sweeper was done, the window should kind of be closed then, and you should jump back in. That's what I would assume.
Right.
Why is that not the case?
Chris, that's the exact argument I'd probably make in court. But the reality is that whether it's a city, borough, township, they probably view it as what they call a strict liability violation. Oh.
That's bullshit. I know exactly what that is. So it's just the fact that you do it is enough.
Yeah. And let me give you a little background.
Okay.
So I used to live across from Mellon Arena.
Yeah.
Back when Igloo was there.
Fantastic and part of town.
I went to bed. I had parked after work. No problem. Parked where I always park. Sometime during the night, they came out and they hung signs on the meters that said if you're no parking the next day from like 8 a.m. to whatever.
Right.
So about 8:30 a.m., I get a phone call, and I answered the phone, and my friend told me, hey, I think I just saw your truck getting towed. And you know what? No argument because I was there when I wasn't supposed to be. But the unfair part was they hung those signs after I was there. So, you know, I feel your pain. It's always a cost-benefit analysis. Am I going to fight it or am I not?
Right. No, I get that. So is that what they kind of put in the play too? Because they do if you pay in 5 days or whatever, it's only $15, but it's a $25 fine or whatever. So they just say, get it in there. Let's get the money that we can get. But like, aren't they supposed to protect and serve instead of gouge? Like, I feel like you're not doing your service as your job. Like, that's not what the job is. And maybe by the letter of the law, that's what you're doing. But like, don't be a dick. Like, I feel like you know better than that. And why are you doing that to the community that you're supposed to serve?
Right.
And I'm not anti-cop because I feel like most of the job around here, especially, they do a good job. But I feel like this is kind of a stupid thing where, like, if the street sweeper's gone, then maybe don't gouge people that live there.
Yeah. Especially in limited area.
As a libertarian, I'm going to tell you that, you know, any victimless crime, it's probably just revenue generation.
Okay.
And, you know, hey, it goes back to the people who pass those ordinances.
Yeah.
And city council, borough council, whatever it is, needs to sit back and say, you know what? Maybe we need to amend this ordinance to make it a little more comfortable for the people who live here.
Yeah, I never liked that aspect of feeling like almost like they're preying on you for money, for whatever. It's always for money. It's kind of the reason, like, whether they're hiding in the bushes. I drive on 65. I see people hiding in bushes all the time. Are you really there to protect people, or are you really there to pull people over and try to get some revenue? I don't know. I guess I'm not one to say about that, but I just don't like that feeling that, like, almost the people you go to protect, you know, that are that they're supposed to protect you,
right,
are hidden in the bush or trying to, you know, and all blacked out with my lights off. Like, who are you protecting at that point? And then you're trying to get $15 out of the people here. If you want me to send do some money, then have a ball at the end of the year or have a police fundraiser. I'll give you $100 right now to not ticket my car for bullshit.
No, I agree.
I will say this, Chris.
Yes.
That, you know, police officers, they don't benefit from the tickets they write.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not like for every ticket they write, they get $5 or okay. anything like that. So, you know, why not? I think that's an individual question for the officer.
Yeah.
I know what I did. I wouldn't write somebody for like that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess he might not have known. And I'm not, like, throwing this officer on the bus. He's just doing his job. I get that, too. But I feel like it seems like when it's a 50-50, it always comes down on the side of me getting fined.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like, oh, I won one.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. So you recommend just paying this, not fighting the $15 ticket?
Yeah, well, I mean, it really comes down to what are you willing to spend? Are your convictions strong enough that if it went up to $100, you'd be willing to pay that just to see if you were right?
Because I feel like by the letter of the law, they said you can't park there. But I feel like the rule is in place, and then when it's done, it shouldn't be there. But they'll be like, well, it's our policy, was written down here. And that's what the woman that answered the phone said was, it's our policy. Policy's just there so people don't have to think. Here you go. This is our policy. This is what we do. Leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm. That's actually exactly right, because I pull the policy card or corporate or whatever the case is sometimes just to easily say it's not on me. I don't know what to tell you.
Now, Ryan, can I even fight or would I have to not pay it and then wait for them to get to a higher level?
Yeah, so generally there are places that have administrative appeals.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you get a ticket in the city of Pittsburgh, right, they have the Pittsburgh Parking Authority, and they have their own means of adjudicating that parking yeah. ticket. If you don't pay it, eventually it goes to a traffic citation, and that's when it really starts to get up there in fees.
Yeah, no,
because remember, it's not so much the fine, yeah. it's the 4,000 other costs that Pennsylvania tax on right. there.
I'm sure there will be so an EMS cost on me driving to the fucking court.
There will absolutely be the EMS cost and the judicial computer cost and whatever cost you can come up with. Yes, they will all be there.
I guess it's not worth it. Although, Ryan, say I pay this and I'm like, okay, it's done. It's done. Can I go and talk to them and be like, look, in the future, will the police actually hear me, or are they just like, get this guy out of here? Because I'm not going to go in like a lot of people and scream. And will anybody have a civil conversation?
Do you think it's probably going to go out one of two ways. Someone's either going to listen to you complain, or someone's going to tell you to go kick rocks.
Okay. I think I know.
It's not like the police can do a whole lot for you in that instance, right?
Yeah.
So they're the enforcement arm. You know, if you want to change it, it's really borough or city council or whatever governing yeah. body is over the town that you need to talk to.
Yeah. Well, maybe I will do that or do that on behalf of the person who actually did it. I'm just in the middle. But I feel like the whole idea behind it, just like if there's a violation, then absolutely do it. But if you know that it's not, I mean, there's some leeway. And maybe, and at least hear what the person has to say instead of, oh, it's our policy. Okay. And you just don't want to hear me. Okay, right. That's fine.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, how much is this worth to me?
I guess we'll see if the bear is covered tonight. There's a 7-point spread, man. And the Steelers don't win by more than a touchdown. I don't know. They play down to their opponent. I mean, not that I'm endorsing gambling, but maybe it'll fight the police. So we'll see.
Hey, I'm taking the Steelers all night.
God, I think they win. I don't think they cover by 7, though. Well, maybe we should have Ryan on the sports show.
Probably.
Yeah, you can do the bets, too. Ryan, what's your opinion tonight?
Only if you want to talk about representation for sports gambling.
Okay. Well, hey, maybe in a month we will do that. And you know what? Now that Ryan's on the line, I want to have Ryan back on. He'll come in studio, and we got to find a way, whether it's Facebook Live or something, to get like real-time calls and stuff.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or I can just send it out to people. We're getting a pretty decent following anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they know we record Mondays, you know, 7 or whatever. Call in for Ryan. Ryan will give you some. I mean, I don't think he can say for sure it's legal, but if you make it kind of vague enough, he can give you some advice. Correct, Ryan?
You know, I can answer general questions. I obviously can't give anybody legal advice over the phone or over the podcast, but hey, give me your questions. I'll see if I can answer them. And if we need to talk about it later, give me a call at Gailey Law Offices.
Absolutely. Ryan, we'll tag you in there. You know, give them whatever information we can to find you. Excellent attorney.
Yes.
The honest attorney. He doesn't pull any punches. He tells it like it is. So thank you, Ryan. Thank you for your time. And we will look forward to seeing you back on the show.
Chris, Shay, you guys are great. And I'll talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Gailey.
Gailey Law Offices.
That's right. So you got to look him up. Impressive. Impressive stuff from him. I always like to ask him because he knows what he's talking about. And he doesn't beat around the bush. He tells me like it is. So we'll definitely have him back on. People definitely call in. He's entertaining, too.
Oh, yes.
He's definitely entertaining. It's weird hearing him professional as well.
I know.
Not that he's not professional. He's just, he's a fun time.
Yeah. He's a lot of fun.
He knows, he's pretty smart. So
Ryan's actually extremely smart.
I like that you said actually, but I didn't.
I can't stand him. I can't stand him.
Okay, Shay. Let's talk about you because that's why you're here. How was your week?
Oh, it was a very exhausting, very intense weekend starting from Thursday on. Mm. It was a lot. But I did get to meet with a medium on Sunday, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, very fantastic experience. She was amazing. She looked right at me and was like, you. I'm like, yeah, me.
Yeah.
I'm a whole puzzle. But she had said some stuff that was literally dead on to the exact, like, to the date. So she was really good. So that was a very fun experience. And then dealing with daylight savings time.
That's right. I used to love it. You know what? I just realized we didn't talk about our main guest.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Kaufman's coming. We're going to get back to you. Calm down. Okay? I'm sure most of the people turned it off by now anyway. No, but Danny's coming in. She'll be here very soon. So we'll talk to her about all things podcasting.
I'm really excited to meet her.
Yeah. And I have a gift for her that we won't disclose right now, but
I don't even know the gift, you guys. I have no idea. It's a super surprise for all of us.
We try not to have Shay as part of any kind of decisions.
He's actually right.
Ideas. And that's why it seems to be growing.
Man, funny.
All right, Shay, but how was your medium? Go on, please.
Oh, no, it was fantastic. She was really great. There was a group of us. She talked to everybody there. It went really, really well. I would love to see her again. She did say, you know, she said a bunch of things. One of the things that she said was that I'm doing good with what I'm doing. She's like, what you're doing is
just seems super accurate, man.
I know. No, yeah. I don't.
I believe that she said verbatim that because that's how vague they are.
Yeah, that's what I said. And every time I tell somebody like, oh, she told me that, you know, that I'm doing the right thing. Because that's what she said. You're doing the right thing. I said,
Shay, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
If she said you were doing the wrong thing, would you ever go back to her?
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
I actually prefer to know when I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
Rather than what I'm doing right. Specifically because, and I don't know if this is just me. I mean, I constantly think that I'm doing something incorrectly. But I feel like you can pinpoint quicker and better when you hear that you're not doing right, when you're doing wrong. Rather than someone being like, yeah, you're doing really good. Keep doing what you're doing. You're like, with what? But if they're like, that what you're doing isn't right, you're doing something wrong, you're like, shit, yep, I knew that wasn't right. I knew that was wrong to do. You don't think you could pinpoint your wrongdoing?
I don't believe that I think they're so vague that they know.
I don't know.
I mean, when Danae was in here, she did a good job and she was accurate. But
yeah.
Still, I feel like it's like, is it the chicken or the egg? Is it because you told me this or is it because I was going to do it and then you form it to fit your reality?
Yeah.
I'm still not completely sold on it.
Well, like, I'm not thinking about any, like, decision because I'm trying to make a couple decisions in life that, like, I'm completely unsure about. So I'm not trying to pinpoint what she said to, like, one of those things where I'm trying to think, like, oh, okay, I've already done this this stuff here, and it was good. But, like, of course, in the back of my mind, I'm like,
you know what?
Maybe am I doing too much?
And I'm not meaning to cut you off because I'm interested in this. But I feel like maybe we should talk to this about Danny and get another person's perspective.
Oh, absolutely.
So maybe we'll hold off on this because, no, I'm not saying it just to any because we will come back. I wrote it down.
No, that, yeah.
But she'll I love that.
Opinions.
Yeah.
Mind you, I have no idea of how she's going to react. So this is going to go.
I don't know either, man. So we're going to find out. But there's one thing I wanted to get in before we got, when Danny got here.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny, but in Bellevue, they just put up a mural on the side of Peace Corps Sense. If you've never been there, actually, this candle right here is from Peace Corps Sense.
I love that candle.
The names are great. Like I told you, yeah, there's the one like that smells like chloroform. and the candles are cool. They have like a build your own candle bar or whatever. Like you can make your own scents and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of stuff. And the guy who owns it is awesome. So I highly recommend them. But it's on the side of the building right there. And it's beautiful. Jenny did it. I met her yesterday. I went with my son to go see it because it looked awesome. And she was there, I think, with her husband, who was also super nice. They were like touching it up, and I was like, "Oh, can I get a picture?" And I was like, "Oh, you're the one who did it. Sweet, this is awesome." So I got a picture. Then it just says Bellevue, PA. And then I put it on Instagram because that's what I'm wanting to do. Okay,
obviously,
I love to share my experience.
The picture is amazing. So yes.
Now I believe I hashtagged it with Bellevue. Hashtag Bellevue. Okay.
Right. Obviously.
Well, apparently there's multiple Bellevues. Okay. There's a Bellevue in Washington that I've come to know, okay? Because they're big fans of the Poor Man's Podcast. Now, I've never let them know that it wasn't in Washington because they seem to like my stuff, okay?
Okay, obviously.
And they can like it from Washington.
Oh, okay? Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of grunge music. I didn't have to be there. They don't have to be here to enjoy this.
Exactly.
Right? That justifies it.
Justifies it.
So anyway, they keep liking it. And today, I saw that they liked it again, but the Bellevue says Pennsylvania on the thing. It says Bellevue, Pennsylvania. It's like a big postcard. So there's no excuse now.
Right. So they're just liking it because they actually like it.
That's exactly right, Shay. Huh. And I'm sure multiple people do. But check that out. It's super cool.
Yeah. No,
I'm sure
is.
You've seen the picture on Instagram.
I have seen the picture with you and your son. The picture is amazing.
Yeah. A lot of times, if Shay's not in the picture, she doesn't really give it the time of day.
He's not lying. He's actually not lying. But I did actually look at this one, and it is a really, really good picture.
Yeah, so stop, oversee that. But I think it's Bellevue Lifestyle on Instagram. So it's kind of an inside joke with our listeners now, man. If you see any of my Instagram posts, look to see if Bellevue Lifestyles in Washington likes it. And we can all laugh quietly to ourselves.
I think that they're going to like it regardless because, I mean, what's not to like about it?
No, I got you. I got you. Absolutely.
I think that you're right, though. They have no excuse. It clearly says PA, very big.
I agree.
This is right. Oh, my God. So, I wish I wouldn't have said half the things I say.
Yeah. Oh, no. Cut it off. Whatever. For Poor Man's Podcast News, check out our website.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new website.
Looks amazing.
Thank you. That's what I spent this last week doing.
It looks amazing.
Thank you. So we'll definitely check that out. It's at poormanspod.podomatic.net, or you can click through our link tree. Or click on any of this stuff. All of my stuff is linked together to make it as easy on everyone as possible. But definitely.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I was just saying, definitely check that out. But no, please.
You're going to put like a couple behind the scene things on because we have video going.
Yeah, we have video going.
So you'll put stuff like that on the website, right?
Shay's bringing that up because I said something and fucked something up earlier.
Yeah, and I think the entire scene is actually on video.
Oh, you know what? If you wanna open this fucking gate, man.
I don't wanna open it only because
this Pandora's box.
No. The only reason why I don't wanna open it is because I wanna give everybody a chance to go to the website and watch the fuck up.
I know, but I'm saying if we wanna do this, we have hours.
Don't be rude.
And hours.
Don't be rude.
Of
Shay. Me being fucking perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get to.
Yeah, thank you.
So check that out. There's behind the scenes. There's video. Check out YouTube, all that good stuff. And then for guests of the show, you can see our upcoming guests. We have Suits photographer coming in next week. I'm super pumped for that. I checked out his gallery that was in the North Hills.
Yeah.
He does like just the, oh my God, what's it called when you're not like looking, when you're not paying attention? Like candid
photos. Oh, candid photos.
Yeah.
Good job. I thought of that.
Yeah,
of
no, that was
no,
great.
I had it.
Thank you, Shay.
I had that word.
But he does that. Check him out. It's SOOTZ period photo on Instagram. I would assume he has other stuff. Mm-hmm. But definitely check out his Instagram for his pictures. He was at Fright Night at Kennywood. That has really cool pictures. Ooh. But he does this point of view camera on his chest. And then he takes pictures too. Yeah, look it up, dude.
Oh my gosh.
It's super cool. It's super interesting.
Yeah.
And his, I believe his gallery that he was doing in North Hills.
Yeah.
All the proceeds go to the Hillman.
The Hillman Cancer Center.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm excited to have him in here. His stuff really is. It's really cool. So definitely check
that
out.
That's amazing.
If you go to our Instagram and stuff, there's a picture of him on there taken from another friend of the show, Chance Humphrey. Keep Pittsburgh dope.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's coming full circle. We're getting all the interesting people in Pittsburgh.
Together.
Together is
one. That's what's important.
That's exactly right. So we will take a short break and come back with Danny Kaufman of the Damn It Danny podcast. We'll talk podcasting. We'll talk Oreos. We will talk about Shay's Medium.
Yes.
And we will definitely talk craft beer. Shay, what are you drinking right now?
I am currently drinking Star Crumb Pumpkin Pie Tart Shake from or by
Cinderlands, right?
Cinderlands Beer Company. And it's absolutely delicious. And I really love the picture on it.
Well, that's why I got all these craft beers this week were for the pictures. So and I have this Eternal Sunshine from the Barrel and Flow. From Barrel and Flow. I didn't mean to say the Barrel and Flow. It sounds like I'm ancient when I say that. This is good, man. I would drink a six pack of this tonight. So I guess we'll see how the show goes.
This has a good sweetness to it. I like it. It says that.
So do you, Shay.
I know. It's just a little sweetness. It's milk sugar.
Oh.
Kind of like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
There we go. Finally, the you know back in there. Check out our store. Get a you know mug. Get a t-shirt. And we will be right back with Danny Kaufman.
I'm Joey Person. You're listening to Poor Man's Podcast. Keep listening and make us rich.
Welcome back. We are here with guest Danny Kaufman. Danny, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you so much for bringing me Halloween Oreos.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't get better than this.
I agree, and I've been telling everybody this, and I think I found a post from Facebook like a year, well, I guess it would be October from a year ago, talking about how the orange Oreos are better, and nobody wants to hear me. And then I saw randomly that you said something about it, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We got to talk to this girl. So she's here because she likes orange Oreos.
All right, perfect. Yeah.
But no, I saw that and I was like, oh my God. And then I went to the store in Beaver and it was like the only place I saw with them. And they still had like racks of them. So I was like, I better get a couple of these for tonight. So.
Hey, I hope you bought the whole display. I mean, that's the only way to go.
I have a feeling they'll still be there tomorrow. So maybe I will do that then.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hope. They were putting all the Christmas stuff up in Rite Aid, though. I guess every year it's earlier.
I had, like, a week before Halloween. So I'm like, all right, like, today's my day. I'm going to get stock up, get the Oreos. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
They did. Ridiculous. I swear they disappeared a lot earlier. And maybe with, like, the shortage of chicken wings and everything else with food. I guess they went low on Boo Oreos.
They're on the list.
Yeah. I guess so. But yeah, they seem to disappear and I can't find them in any store. I had to find them in like a Rite Aid in Beaver, like I said.
But Beaver is superior.
To what?
Everything.
Okay.
That's why we had it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we stocked up. We knew what it was.
I like how you said we all of a sudden.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I'm a part of Beaver.
Yeah. So that's why they're superior?
Yeah, because I'm there.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from. But Danny, thank you so much. Follow Danny. Danny has her own podcast, and that's why I wanted to have other podcasters on so we can talk about stuff that only we understand. Probably no, I'm kidding.
Right, podcast people that we understand.
The exactly. People in the biz. They, right. You guys out there,
shock
you don't know.
Talk.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, follow her, Danny. Jesus, damn it, Danny podcast. Correct. So, yes. How long have you been doing podcasts?
So it's been a few months with this podcast, but during quarantine last year, I started my first podcast. Mm-hmm. It was called the Send Help Podcast. I did that for about a year, and I was like, you know, I did it with my friend. And it was fun and I really enjoyed it. But I'm like, you know what? I think it's time for me just to do my solo project.
Yeah.
So I took a little bit of a break and then Damn It Danny was born.
I've been waiting to do my solo project.
I just won't let him.
Every day.
Won't let him. No. I come in every Monday and I'm like, sorry, here I am. Yep. I'm back. Whether you want me here or not, I am here.
It is what it is. Set me up.
Shay makes the show. I don't know what I would be without her.
Right.
I mean, I'd probably get Melissa and then we'd be fine, but.
Oh, yeah. So, so many more wow. views. Yeah, no, for sure. That's, definitely.
That's,
yeah.
That's a joke for the listeners of the show that Shay hates. So.
Yeah. Oh. I know. He's trying to replace me.
I'm not trying to replace her. He's Shay, I said you were the show.
I am the
Even
show.
Even though you go. Have you been to Mattress Factory?
Oh, my God. No, I have not. There we go. There we go.
Yeah. The one day. We were supposed to, well, I went to Randyland, which is the north side. It's like, have you seen that? It's like the super colorful.
I have
colorful.
Seen it.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I've seen it.
Well, it's awesome. You should definitely take it. It's free. It's right on the corner. You go right in. It's cool. It's there's a lot. I mean, it's very colorful. But I was talking about how awesome it was down there. And Shay was like, we should go to Mattress Factory. Or she said something about Mattress Factory.
No, you said something about it. And I was like, oh, my God. I've been wanting. Don't play it,
Shay,
Chris.
I mean, I'm sure we can find
we
it.
Don't here play we go. It. Oh, my God. I'm just replaying it right
and
now.
Liam,
and
Liam, do your impression. That was the wrong one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what you get.
Mattress Factory so bad.
Yeah. It looked, I drove past it.
If you would have went there the same time you went to Randyland, I probably would have never shown up again. I
was
so
thinking
sad.
About it, but that would have been awful, Shay. But Shay went that weekend without me. And I don't really remember where we were going, but yeah, that's why she's being replaced by Melissa.
He is so you're instant out. Listen, he went to Randyland without me. And then he had something else going on the weekend that I went to Mattress Factory that he didn't invite me
Shay,
to.
Did you ever express a desire to go to Randyland before I went to Randyland?
No, but it was really weird that I expressed it to myself.
Oh.
Maybe not on the show.
You're right. That's on me.
I get
take
here
full responsibility.
And I forgot about it, but I had already looked it up and talked about it to myself previously.
Yeah.
So you just didn't invite me from the
I
start.
Like that we just invited a new person on each week so we can argue and we have a new judge.
Right. Yeah. I'll mediate this fight. Let's do this. Where's my gavel?
We need to get one.
Seriously.
Oh, Shay, you're supposed to bring the gavel.
I know.
I told you multiple times.
I keep failing.
And here you come gavel-less yet again.
I keep failing.
Stupid. But while I'm looking at this, and then we'll get into some podcast talk, I was talking to Danny, and Danny asked me, she was like, what do you guys drink? And I was like, don't worry about it. I promise you we will have stuff to drink.
We'll have
but
it
I usually, Shay likes her Fireball, and I usually drink you know, craft beer stuff. So we got this, and I got two of this one, Hazedelic, maybe. There we go. And I just looked at it, and I was like, I bet Danny
I
would like that
Hazedelic.
One.
I think it's Hazedelic.
And she fucking picked it too, man.
Hazy
I like
IPA.
It. I like it a lot.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I
That's
like
why
the
I liked
way
it,
looks.
Man.
I didn't know if you liked the way you looked or if you liked the way
that's how you pick things.
Yeah. Well,
by
you
the
know,
way that they look.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how I pick my co-host, right, Shay?
By the way.
Beautiful Shay. Now, I think we might start doing just a different, I don't know if we'll do a different brewery, but definitely a different beer. And I definitely, what is this, Grace House, Shay?
Yes.
We discussed earlier. That's
yes.
what we decided it was probably pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, man.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Juice Grenade.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was the name.
Juice Grenade. But yeah, I've definitely been picking some of these. These Greisthaus and what was the other one, Shay? Do you remember? Hitchhiker. These cans are awesome, man.
I have a Hitchhiker right here.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bottle service mimosa smoothie sour.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Wow.
Too.
I like it because it says pick up a hitchhiker. So, yeah. You know, with a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I've been like really thinking about picking people up lately. It's weird. Some girl was standing in the corner the other day. I was leaving Robinson and she was just standing there. I'm like, I think she probably needs a ride.
Did your medium mention anything about that?
No, I was
what?
Hoping she would tell me
yeah,
oh,
died. But. Well, Shay, now that Danny's here, we Shay started talking about going to her medium.
Okay.
To you tell her because I was kind of listening.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
No, so
I want to hear
it's
it.
It's fine.
From
I'll
you.
Tell the whole story again. Yes. He wasn't listening to anything. So on Sunday, I went to a friend's house because they've had a family friend who is a medium, and she got we got a bunch of people together. Probably I think it was like 6 or 7 people, and she just went over a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was very good. She had some awesome conversations with some of the people that was there. And then she like looks at me and she goes, oh, you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You love that
yeah,
moment.
They were like, yes.
Oh, you.
My shining
this
moment.
Is the moment I've been waiting for.
In front of everybody, I'm like, she said me.
The chosen one.
I think that's what she meant.
I think so.
I know.
I can tell. From your tone, what her tone probably was.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
I
absolutely.
Think
it's exactly how she sounded. So, yeah, one of the first things that she said is she she pointed out this date that something happened, and she was like, what happened around this date this time several years ago? And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this happened, right? So we went over all of that.
Right.
Very vague, but
that doesn't sound extremely. Like the mediums I know.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it vague. Oh, okay, okay. She was spot on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was knew the whole thing?
Yeah. So she, like, as soon as I walked in there, sat down, she, like, everybody has, like, a piece of paper and a pen, right? Because she likes for everybody to take notes. She's like, I'm going to talk about things, and there's things that are going to come up, and I'm not going to know exactly where it's addressed to, but we're going to write it down. So she's like, okay, so I'm, like, coming up with a letter, a B and a C. And I'm like, okay. So the B matched the story that she first brought up.
Okay.
And then the C was regarding my brother, because he's going through, like, a serious surgery right now. And it, so the B and C both went as soon as I walked in. She knew exactly. So she knew what was going on with my brother, told me that everything was going to be fine. And then one of the things that she said, which I had told Chris earlier, is that she said something along the lines of, you're doing the right thing, which is a very vague.
Very vague. It could be on a fortune cookie, but yes. Very vague.
And I, like, I was
It could be on the top of a yogurt container. That's super vague.
I mean, everything else was very spot on. I'm not putting it down at all. That was very vague, and I wish that I could pinpoint it to something, but there's so many things that are, like, going on.
Right.
Where you're like, about what?
Right. Like, give me a little more. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Like, what's happening?
I'm going to leave. You guys got this.
Yeah. We're doing fine without you.
See ya. Thanks for the beer and the Oreos. Yeah.
You know what? Just go replace yourself.
Yeah, man. I will. I'm just going to... I stopped recording 10 minutes ago. No, yeah.
But I was I said to Chris, I said, in a situation like that, I almost would rather hear,
right,
like, that you're doing wrong. Because I feel like... And I said this to him, and he didn't really... He didn't really agree.
So we should give Danny some background. Shay, you like it. You like the mediums. You like the fortune teller, tarot cards, and all that stuff.
Okay. Tarot card readings. Mediums, psychics.
I am just skeptical of everything I hear from everyone. I always assume anyone who I don't know and people I do know are just out for, like, whatever their angle is, and I'm always like, how are they trying to fuck me over?
Right.
Or how are they trying to get money out of me? So we come from it from different perspectives. So I think it's important to know that we have biases, if that's the word. I'm biased. That's what I'll word it like that.
Okay.
Also, yeah, you'll find out we don't edit anything here. So this is all going to be on the show.
Oh, 100%. So. Perfect. But I was just going over how I said that, like, I would rather be told that I'm doing something wrong, because I feel like you can almost pinpoint a more specific situation when someone's like, what you're doing isn't right. Like, there's something wrong. Just know that. And you're like,
yeah,
shit, I knew it. Where, like, someone's like, you're doing good. You're like, where?
Right. Like, in what part of my life am I doing something good?
I know what you're talking about if you say I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
But don't tell me I'm right, because I don't feel like I'm right in any situation. And there's, like, 15 going on.
Yeah.
So now I need to know exactly which one.
They're starting to sound reasonable now.
Right. I feel like a medium might say to me, girl, everything's wrong. And I'd be like, you know what? You're right. Everything is wrong. I, like, get it.
You can accept that so much easier. Yes. You're like, yeah, she's right. She's right that I'm wrong. No, I got it. I like that. Yeah. But you tell me I'm right. I'm doing fine. Everything's, you know, I'm doing good. I'm like, you don't know everything that's going on. Liar. Yeah.
She's probably listening to this and getting ready for the next episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, everybody's like.
Or not next episode. Next time she sees you.
Everybody's, like, sitting on the couch. So, like, she had us, we sat in different areas the second half, and everyone's, like, sitting around talking, and I ended up sitting next to her. She's like, on this high,
high horse?
Yeah, literally. She's on this, like, high chair.
I'm picturing a circle, like a circle of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she's on this high chair, like, right there, and we're, like, all, like,
yeah,
right,
like, around most calls her.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have cloaks on?
We did.
Okay, cool,
yes.
Cool.
All the same color.
They had triangle
everything.
Hats on, and they had to cut themselves and shake hands.
Blood.
Yeah.
I would do
a blood
that.
Oath to make it for real, Shay.
Don't start with me. I would do that. If
should
it was selling my soul.
Should we do a blood oath right now, Shay? No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
This is why Danny's here. She's actually an ordained. No.
I am. I did a Google search. I'm ready to go.
That's all it takes anymore, man.
Seriously. Oh, that's so true.
I'm a lord.
Are
I don't
you?
Want to brag, but yeah, I'm an official lord in,
like,
Scotland.
Officially, like, he has a whole thing.
I have a whole thing that somebody bought and got scammed on for $50, and I'm a lord.
Don't say that.
I don't think it's a scam.
It's not
a scam. It's like a what it is. I looked into it.
Of course you did.
There's like a square foot of land in Scotland and like wild and like wetlands or something like that to like preserve it or whatever. So I own part of that. So I'm officially a lord.
Okay.
And I'll be addressed as such. It's kind of is where I'm going with this, Shay. Okay.
Okay, Lord, calm down.
Every time, and the only reason I want it, Jess got it for me for my birthday, and I loved it, and I still do, because it's so stupid and arrogant. But
and it fits you.
I've not
so
had.
Well.
Thank you. I've not found an opportunity to use it. Like I've filled out zero paperwork that it had a lord suffix or prefix, I guess. Sorry to misspeak, but they have like Mr. Mrs. They don't have lord.
Just start signing things like when you go to the restaurant.
I'm
going to
start using checks for everything.
When you go to a restaurant, whenever you go and have to sign for like if you buy something.
I don't know if I love it or hate it though, because I go back and forth.
Just do an extra large L.
Yeah,
like definitely like scribble the rest
like a monogram.
Yeah, and then like.
Maybe I should just come up with like a design to sign my name as like Prince.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. With like a kind of a crown or something. We'll work on it, Shay. Yeah.
Maybe we should just like put it on a hat.
Well.
You know?
You know what you need? What are the things called that you dip it in ink and you like sign with? What is
a
that?
Quill?
Yes. Like you should just carry that around and only sign with that. And
absolutely.
Sign with your new lord thing. I'm on it.
God. Yeah, and I'm going to start writing
random little shit.
It's all my correspondence will be sealed with wax. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, wow.
I'm bringing back the 1600s or whatever it was, you know? Medieval times.
Just as perfect.
We have plagues going around. Might as well bring it the whole way back.
Full
circle.
I'm pretty sure there's a wax stamper in this house.
There is. There's multiple.
Stop it. Like, no, there's not.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I
promise
like
you there's a wax stamper in these four walls.
Move. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're on.
You mean you don't have one?
Duh.
I'm a loser.
So lame. We could tell you weren't a lord when you walked in, or a lady.
A lord or a lady.
Stupid. I think we were talking about a medium at some point, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
she
right.
She told me that we better start addressing you as Lord Christopher.
Is that what she said?
That's
well,
what
I
she
take
said.
Back everything I say. She
I know. Now she's right, huh?
She sounds brilliant.
Now she's legit.
So how do you, have you ever had your cards read? Have you ever?
I have not. I do have a small crystal collection that like sometimes I talk about.
I'll brag on.
Once again, Danny before the show said, bring up my crystal collection as organically as you can, or I'm not doing the show.
Right, or I will not do it, and I require Oreos and beer, or I will not come. I have a list of demands.
Well, tell us about these. This is interesting.
So I don't know a lot about it, but my friend is really into them, and she took me to a crystal store, and I'm like, oh my God, these are so pretty. Mm-hmm. So literally I'm like taking pictures of like what they are and like what they mean.
Yeah.
And I do believe that there's like, if you associate good energies with them, they can bring good things to you.
Absolutely.
So I carry them around.
You know what? I don't trust in a lot of people, but like, especially recently over the last year,
right.
I'm a big believer in energy.
Oh, yeah.
And putting out energy, good vibes and
yes.
stuff. Like, I'm all about good vibes
it's
and stuff.
It's such a
you
thing.
Should go.
It is. It's such a thing.
And we're not associated with them in any way, but I'm going to plug the Menagerie up in Bellevue. They have, like, incense and a bunch of stuff. And the people that run it are super cool. Definitely check them out. I put a picture on Instagram with me with a deer who looks like Dwight Schrute from The Office. That's there. Stop it there. Stop in there. It's really cool. They have all that kind of stuff. Like I said, producer Jess is a big fan of all that, but check them out. It's cool for whatever it is, whatever you believe. You know, I don't fucking know anything, and that's
no, we know
the one. Here, no, that's this. Ready? This is Shay.
Hello. That was so good.
Thank you. I agree, man. But no, check them out for stuff like that. But no, I keep interrupting. Go on.
So what's your friend do? Does she just like?
So she has this.
She does
like,
crystal.
She does crystals. She has this incredible like crystal collection. She's had a Reiki reading before, which I would love to do.
What's that? I don't.
So there's a little crystal shop from where I'm from in Altoona, and it's called Crystal Wellness. And she does like tarot readings and like Reiki readings, which is basically like reading the energies of like the pressure points in your body.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just thought that was so cool. And she's like, yeah, like she just knew things that were going on in my life from different parts of my body. Like she could tell where I was carrying certain stresses and like what it means. I'm like, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. So it's on my list. I definitely want to do it.
They do Reiki readings up the
at
street,
that place.
Man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I think that would be good. I think it's because like, especially for people who, you know, do like crystals and stuff like that, right, understand the meaning of like energy. It's just like what Chris was saying, but he's new to it, so his opinion doesn't matter. Yeah. But
I came into it from a different angle, man. You know what? Because I believe just like when I'm happiest, it's just out in nature and stuff and stuff like that. And I see like just definitely there's like energy stuff. If you put out your vibe and you put out this energy and this mindset that you're going to be successful, mm-hmm, or you're going to be happy. And like that is a choice, man. You have to want to be happy, because there's a long time where I'm like depressed and shit. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm also kind of like not really working at it. Like, exactly. I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself.
Yes. Right.
Do I want to be happy, or do I like the idea of being sad? And I like relate to that. And I'm like, that's my identity. Oh, I'm this guy. You know?
Right.
You see a lot of people with like bipolar and stuff, and they're like, oh, I'm bipolar. But it's not like
that's they make themselves.
Right. That's
be.
Who they are. Yeah. Yes. And it's just that's part of whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I do think that like being in control of that and just putting out good, and like good comes back. And maybe I'm speaking out of my ass and I don't know, but like, I feel like worst case scenario, at least you're doing a good thing.
I think that's right. I think that once you allow, like exactly what you just said, once you start to like feel depressed or whatever, and you're just like, wait, why am I feeling like this? Like, you know, let's do something else. It's you allowing your body to take over, and then it just shuts down because you're not doing anything to work on, you know, keeping it up here. You're allowing it to just like fall down, and that's whenever you get into that bad depression. And I mean, I do think that energies are extremely important, because then you start to is that the cat?
Is something passing away?
Is it the cat?
Alarm.
That was my son with Toy Story 3 alien voiceover.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
If you hear him go the claw or something, you'll know exactly what it's from.
Okay. I was like, wait, we can talk over this, but now we know we can't.
No,
yeah, it man. Couldn't happen. Sweet.
We have to address it.
At least all the audience will know that when we record shows, this is like live. Okay. Yeah. It is what it is, and I don't edit anything. No. So.
It's just gold.
Yeah, man. Seriously. Hey, it is what it is, and you know what? Life's imperfect, so
it's
it is
real
what it
life.
Is.
Truly.
I don't even remember what we were getting at before we were Zerg came the fuck
whatever. Being taken over.
Yeah. No, it's just energies. Energies are so important. And just like picking up on other people's vibes, I think is huge.
Yeah.
And like when we were all there with the medium and we were all sitting around, it was so weird. Like, people say it's a small world, and I feel like the older we get and the more things that we do and the more places we go, we realize, like, oh, my God, like, no, this is a really small world.
Right.
Like, it's insane, the connections and everything between people that you've never met, and, like, it's just so crazy. And there were so many different connections, like, with me and this other person, and then me and the medium's granddaughter.
Okay.
It was a really huge connection, and a couple of the girls that were there, I've never met them, and we had a connection in a weird way. It was just like so many things happened I understand who people like when people are skeptical of things, you know what I mean? And sometimes people are skeptical because they just don't know. So like when you don't know, you just kind of like fear, people fear that.
Right, you
know.
Fear what you don't know. Exactly.
So I think that
I just like I was looking over it at the audio levels, and I just hear exactly at the exact same thing. That'll be a button on here.
Yeah. Perfect.
But it's just so important. Like I just feeding off of other people's energy and vibes and stuff is insane.
Did we get to what you were talking about for the medium? I didn't mean to interrupt, but I can't remember were you saying, because. You said you were sitting in a circle, and then we like went on this big tangent.
We did. Just heard the circle, and it was over.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I got to the point where I said what I was saying when we were talking before about, you know, I'd rather be told that I'm doing bad.
Definitely.
I'm doing good.
Right.
No, because we were talking about that earlier, and you're like, let's save it, and we'll see what Danny thinks.
Yeah.
And then.
That part, I think.
Okay. So we.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, if someone tells me that my life is on fire, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, it is on fire. So
almost
thank you.
You can, like, not relate, because obviously it's your life, but you're
right.
Like, no, yeah, like, it is. I'm shit's down the fucking drain right now.
Yes, right.
But yeah, don't tell me that things are good. I'm doing a good job. Because like, where?
Right. Like, what am I doing that's good?
I know not everything is good.
Yeah.
So tell me where it's good, because I have to address everything else that's not.
Yeah.
Because I know not everything is 100%.
Yeah. It's almost like they don't exactly know.
And at that point, that is a problem. That's why I like to talk about all of like the things that she hit on.
Yeah.
And like the things that like nobody knew. And she was like literally dead. Like she was on point with them.
And there's no way that she could have like figured this out beforehand or like did like a light search.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
I feel like there's like a tree. Okay. Do you know how there's like a family tree?
Yeah.
And then they go off and off and off. Okay. I feel like they start super vague, and then they like look around and
clues.
They see things. Oh, B lit up in her eyes. Okay, let's talk about whatever else. And then it's vague that, oh, it hit in B and in dead grandpa over there. So let's go over there. Oh, was Byron your uncle? Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I right. totally get what you're saying.
But I'm, yeah, with I
the
don't
whole,
believe
with the whole B and the C. She had only talked to one person prior to talking to me. And the one person that she talked to had asked a question.
Okay.
So, like, they went over that stuff there.
Okay.
And then when she got to me, she literally looked at me and she said, something happened around July, 4th of July, several years ago. Something happened to you. What happened to you?
That's so weird.
Yeah. And I said, it happened on July 8th. This is what happened. And then, which is where the B came in. Like, it was just too... on point.
Right.
Yeah. And it was not something that she could have figured, like, it was not something that I make public, nothing like that. Like,
okay.
It was literally, it was, she just, it was psychic. Like, that's the only way that you can explain how that happened. And then the C came in for my brother, like I said, which that one I can maybe say could have been a little bit vague. My name starts with a C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody else's story could have come up and their people could have started with a C.
Yeah.
That one was that one.
Anybody else's name, you know, started with a C?
Exactly.
It's pretty common.
Yeah, man. It's a great letter.
Right.
It's a hell of a letter. For first name, at least.
I can understand that part.
Stupid.
But the first part of it was a little bit too. And I understand that there's skeptics, and I hate skeptics a lot. But
I don't think that is directed towards anyone in this room at all.
I feel like she hates a guy with a C.
Maybe. Or a B.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, and I mean, I love to put, like, we have a friend who does the tarot card readings, and she's read my cards several times.
She, just so you know, she's the only reason I have any kind of faith in this, because I trust her entirely. And she's not like that, and she's super cool. And then she read on the show, so listen back. Let's just say, on Danae's from the Buffalo Tara, listen to her show. She was spot on with me and you.
Okay. She's always spot
Egghead's
on
not me. Here anymore. Oh, we don't know if he's in jail or not. Just saying. There was some talk.
There was some talk. So it was like the craziest thing. Mind you, she literally
Egghead's doing fine. I'm just telling everybody that. Okay.
Not in jail somewhere.
No.
Not that I know of. Yeah. I haven't checked in with him for the last 36 hours.
Maybe you should do a wellness check.
Yeah.
Make sure he's okay.
Egghead. Do you like how I typed? Like,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah, no, that was smart.
That was.
No. Actually, I only do correspondence by Raven with my wax seal. So he'll get it in 3 to 4 days if the bird flies the right way. So,
yes, Lord.
Yeah. Towards North for Sales, I guess. You know, them Ravens and North for Sales always get mixed up. That's the dumbest sentence I've ever said in my life.
So it's like a drastic turn.
Danny and I are over here just like smiling. We're like
yeah. Those North for Sales Ravens.
Like,
yep,
that
Chris.
Was so good.
Okay. So funny.
Put that on a white flag.
Yeah, we will, man. Okay, whatever, Shay.
I like this. This is working really well.
I agree.
Good. This is the first time Shay's been relevant in the show.
He's not lying.
No, Shay's. So, you know what, Shay? We're going to take a break from you, if you don't mind, and we're going to talk about our guest.
I mean, it's fine.
So, Danny, Danny, you're the first podcaster, really, that we've had on here. So tell us about kind of your show and And then we'll ask you questions, I guess.
Okay. All right. So the Damn It Danny podcast, I like to keep it pretty free, pretty open. Mm-hmm. I kind of let the guests determine where it goes, so I don't have a lot of structure to it, which I like.
Yeah.
I don't like having a lot of structure because then I feel like it's unnatural. Yeah. I don't want to plan everything.
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like you get your best content, too, when it's just like off the wall or someone just says something. Like it's the best. But I do have a segment on my podcast. It's called the Damn It segment.
Okay.
So my guests and I will share either like a drunken or embarrassing moment, because I feel like everybody either has an embarrassing moment if they don't drink a lot, or for the people like me that maybe get a little tipsy and do dumb shit, like to share the stories.
Chris, did you want to start?
I would love for you to share a damn it moment.
You should hear. Oh my God. You should hear. Please, I feel like Shay and I met. Well, you know what? The first time Shay and I don't know if I've said this on the show. Why Shay and I even know each other? I work with her neighbor.
Okay.
And the first time I met her, she absolutely hated me.
Really?
I hate this story. I fucking hate this story. So
the story would be hilarious, and the story would be so good, but Chris is such a fucking dick.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay. I'm such a dick that she comes back each week
with you.
He ruins the story because he starts. Okay.
We tell it from very different perspectives.
It's a different story. Every time he starts the story, he literally re-fucking plays that night by being an asshole.
I like it's the opener. Time.
Every time.
So Shay thinks Panic at the Disco is better than Queen. It's basically.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
Yeah, I thought so too.
That's not what I said.
Wow. Okay, so now this is all making sense. Yeah, I'd be like, all right, we can't talk anymore. Sorry.
So Shay came over and I was drinking already. Was that the night that I drank out of the cup again?
Yep.
Okay. Out of the cup.
So apparently
embarrassing moments.
I've just told the story on the show before.
Hold on. Let's just remember this.
Okay.
What he's about to say.
Okay.
Let's think about what he's about to say,
all right,
and see if we can really trust what he remembers from that night.
Okay.
Which means...
Dude, I would stand by what happened that night right now if it happened again, because I'm not a fucking coward, man.
Where is my gavel? I'm not...
What he remembers is not exactly how it went down, and we can prove that point by what he's about to say happened.
Okay. Apparently, I threw up in my cup, and then I drank what I threw up in my cup.
Shut up. No. Oh,
it was still good, man. It was just double distilled.
Oh, so like, were you so embarrassing? You're like, I'm just going to drink this.
I was drinking.
He's like, I'm going to act like she's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly what happened. He's like, and then he's like holding this giant plastic cup, and he's like looking around. Oh. And I'm like, fuck, here I am. Anybody else see that?
Stop it. Did you call attention to it to everybody? My gosh, that's such a good moment.
I know. I couldn't even focus, though, because she said Panic at the Disco was better than Queen, and I think it just made me convulse,
and
that's where
up.
The throw-up came from.
Okay.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with drinking. I was very clear-minded.
Oh, okay. I'm sure.
What happened is I said in the movie Suicide Squad, they had Panic at the Disco do a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. And that is a big deal. Like, that's a big job. You don't just ask anybody to do a cover.
Right. It's an honor. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
For what they were given, they did a fantastic job, is what I said.
Okay.
Not that they were better than Queen.
And I remember saying, statement. You shouldn't even touch perfection, okay? Freddie Mercury's voice. Freddie Mercury is the greatest frontman of all time.
I will say that against anybody,
man. Don't even mess with it. You have perfection. So let's redo it as dog shit, not as dog shit, as chicken shit. And then we'll put it out like that. Like, okay, cool. Like, you want to be new and edgy or whatever. Don't. It's perfect. Don't fuck with it. Remake a song that sucks, okay? And then you do that, but don't touch Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?
I get it, but I...
then drink it, man, like a hero.
I feel like they did a good job with what they were given. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It is.
They did good. Have you seen Suicide Squad?
I tried to, and it was garbage.
Oh, I hate when people say that. It's one of my favorite movies.
I watched it once.
I
love Batman. I'm a big Batman fan. All those DC movies compared to the Marvel universe that Marvel has done, Marvel's blowing them the fuck out of the water with their writing, with their movies, all that stuff. I'm not a giant Marvel fan, but the Marvel cinema, like those people, that are making those movies, those are quality movies. Like, I don't care about Captain America, but the writing and stuff is good that I'm interested in it now.
Yeah.
Where DC's not like that.
I have two things to say real quick. One, please, we have to remember to ask her about the villain.
Oh, we will. I reminded her.
I'm ready.
Are you?
I'm ready.
I hate when you prepare them, because you never prepare me that you prepared them, and then I don't know what's going
You've
on.
You've never seen a movie, so you don't know what I'm talking about anyway.
No, he's 100% right. I've never seen a movie.
Have we ever asked you what your answer was?
Oh, yeah.
And what did you say?
Actually, no, I don't remember, because I disagree with you a lot.
Yeah, I know. You say everything. She got pissed at me last time, because every time a guest comes in, I'm like, okay, can you read the, or make it your ground, the, like, I'm whoever, you know, Matt Light, if I'm Joey Purse or whatever, and you're listening to the Poor Man's Podcast. She's like, why don't you have one of me? First off, you're a co-host on the show. You're on every show.
That's
why?
A fair question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's a fair question from me.
I want one.
Okay. What happens if I'm out? Danny, would you like to hear what Shay's was?
I would love to.
That's the right answer. Ready? And I give Shay the chance.
I can't do it. I'm on the spot. You were sitting at the table with freaking Joey, and you're like, do it right now. Do it right now. Do it right now. Yeah. And I'm like, you're yelling at me, and I can't. I don't even know what to say.
Okay, do it right now, then.
I'm Shaylee Baby, and you're listening to the Poor Man's Podcast.
Oh.
Tell me I didn't sound like one of the kids, though.
One of the kids? No, you sounded like a phone sex operator.
I was going to say, it was a little sultry.
Yeah, for sure, man.
For Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I want to know all about this.
Okay.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. So how does that work?
This just added 25 minutes onto the show.
We need to talk about it.
Hey, man, no, I'm cool. I'm interested as well, Shay. You have the floor.
Another beer. I'm ready. Let's do this.
So, yeah, no, I was working for Adam and Eve, and it was kind of a mixture between, like, selling and then, like, phone sexing, right?
Oh, okay.
Because you kind of had to, like...
Right.
Chris, you, like, kind of had to be able to sell. So, like, people would call in, and you always made up, like, different names. Like, you didn't use your name. You would use, like...
What was your name?
It changed it all the time.
Oh, okay. So you had that variety.
Oh, yeah.
I love
different
that.
Different stuff.
Okay.
And they would call in, and they would be, like... Hey, can you read me the back of this DVD? It would be like something weird, like The Simpsons.
Shut
and you just
up.
Like would read like the whole description of like in depth, like sucking dick, like in your throat, like really awkward. Like, and people would call and they'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Bye.
I have the Blu-ray of Max Keeble's Big Move. Can you read it back to me?
Like,
I don't
gosh.
Know why I picked that movie. But.
It was really weird.
Oh my God.
But it was a lot of fun.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Where do you apply for that?
Right. Like, how do you find out?
It's just a regular place, and you can just work from home. You can do it anywhere. But I lived in North Carolina at this point,
okay.
And Adam and Eve, like, headquarters was there. So, like, I actually went to the place and had an interview by reading.
Shut up.
The back of a DVD. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Was it The Simpsons?
No.
No, they didn't do that.
No, I don't remember which one. I think it was a cartoon, though.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So
for the interview or for the...
The interview. We were in this small
So you
room.
Needed to read something mundane but make it sound good, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, you had to read, and it was two older women.
Shay, can you read the back of the Oreos
yes,
right now?
Yes, I was literally just looking at, like, read the ingredients to us.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce half of
this. Is there, like, anything on here you can
Riboflavin. Yellow dye something. Number 5.
Clearly, I don't do good on the spot. But yeah, no, it was, I mean, once you get past that, because obviously you go in there and these women are staring at you and they're like, all right, well, you're going to go ahead and read the back of this. And you're like, oh, like all the words?
Right.
Like, so I don't cut anything out. And then you're like this, you're like, okay.
Like, are they like taking notes?
Yeah. They have
oh my gosh.
Exactly how you say it, how you act, how you sound, everything. And I'm just like, I'm probably not going
to
get a call.
Well, okay, let me ask you this, because if you listen back to previous show, we had Thomas Farley on, who has done commercials and stuff.
Yes.
Listen to his episode. It's funny when he's talking about that. But he was like, okay, I need you to read it back, but brighter or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
Did they give you information like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they did not care.
Like, how do I talk to Gus the Groundhog, but you want it to be brighter for the Pennsylvania lottery?
The
okay.
Yeah, like, pep it up a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, Gus.
America's favorite groundhog.
Yeah. And that's extra weird because you're literally talking to, like,
a can. You're like, hey, guys.
Like, that's what so they call awkward. Me too, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is just so fascinating to me. I love this.
Yeah.
But they don't give you any pointers because they're like, this is an interview. Like, you're actually like, you just better try.
You're the talent. Like, yeah, you got to deliver.
Yeah, obviously, weird. You killed it because you got the job, right?
No,
right.
I mean, come
remember
on,
when you got a job at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Fuck off. That's Body Works.
That's two completely different things.
No.
Yeah, I walked in to go shopping and got a job, and then I never went.
She doesn't say no to people.
I have a hard time.
So, like, would you like a job? And you're like, yeah, sure, I guess so. Like,
I'm the same way.
You
that's
into
how it.
It
happened. He's like, oh, my God, you're in here all the time. I'm like, I love this place. Like, it's so great. I have a full-time job. Like, I'm fine, okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, what's your name and what's your number? You already have a job part-time during Christmas. It's going to be fantastic. I'm just going to need you to go online, and you're going to apply. I'll call you in for an interview. You can start on Monday. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm like, yes. Thank you so much.
Sign me up, yeah.
We just need you to read this DVD, and you got the job.
I'm like,
were you like, listen, my qualifications... Adam and Eve.
Yeah. I love you from the work in The Simpsons.
They're like, perfect, you're hired. That's all you ever have to say.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I have not been back to Bath & Body Works since.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't go back through ever.
And he's going to remember exactly who I am, and the only reason why I know he will is because his name is Shay.
Oh.
No.
S-H-E-A. Oh, man.
You made it personal. It's S-H-what?
E-A. His name is Shay. S-H-E-A.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love him. I mean, he is awesome.
Well, he loved you. He offered you a job without like anything. He's like,
job. He's like, number. Okay, you can start when. And I'm like telling him, I'm like, yeah, no, I work nights.
Like, sir, I just want to come in and buy a candle.
And I'm like, I can never fucking go back.
You can never show your face again. He's going to look you dead in your eyes and be like, bitch, why didn't you come back in? What are you doing?
Exactly.
I didn't want to mention this, but I walked in the other day and your picture was behind the counter. They said, don't let this woman in.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Did I have a hat on? Because that's what I was wearing that day.
Yeah, with like some of the lace over the face.
Because I was trying to hide myself. Yeah.
The shame.
Like, no coupons for her ever. Yeah.
I know.
You can't spell shame without shame.
Oh. Put that on a shirt. That needs to go on a shirt.
We got we'll put it on there.
I literally can't. That would be funny.
That's great.
I'll put it on right now. I'll do it
one.
By the end
Sign
of the night.
Me up.
Okay, we'll put it on. Absolutely.
Now, enough about me.
You know? Shay is giddy that we got to. We have people coming in to talk about her.
I know.
It's Thank only God been 40 minutes of about Shay. So.
Thank God I'm the guest today.
Yeah.
Oh no! That it all started with the damn it moment. So
that's
what it was. So we did break from Shay talk momentarily to talk about the guest.
There we go.
But now you know what? We made up the next day, and now we're buds.
Now you guys are BFFs. Literally, you have a podcast.
It was like less than 10 hours later. We were sitting on the porch taking selfies.
Dude, I'm the best apologizer.
Oh, okay.
Dude, we're bringing this up again.
Wait. He's right.
I apologize in the name of peace. Okay, even when I don't necessarily believe that I'm wrong. Okay, I'm like, you know what?
Wow.
Which would be better? Peace or being right? And rarely do I choose
that. And you looked at me and you said, that girl's awesome. Like, I have to make peace because she's literally the greatest.
Right. Yeah. Like, she's so cool. I have to be friends with her.
Right. Yeah. And I still have the picture on my phone the very first day we ever got along. You were wearing a red bandana.
Oh, wow. Because I'm a blood. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I know. It's good times.
Good. Now, let's get back to Danny, okay? If you don't mind, Shay. So... You said you've been doing the podcast for how long now?
So it's been a few months. So I officially started in August, the Damn It Danny podcast. Yeah.
And how have you been enjoying that?
I love it. Yeah. I love meeting new people. I love talking to people. I mean, there's just so many different walks of life and so many different things. And everybody has a different experience and a different story. And I love that. Like, I am definitely the person, like, at the bar. If you give me two drinks, I will talk to anybody. I will let you tell me your life story. Like, I want to know. Give me all the details.
We should have never met you.
I know. I was literally just thinking that. I'm like, oh, shit.
I was like, if you give me two drinks, I'm going to go ask a stranger what their favorite cereal is and tell them why they're wrong.
Right. I'm like, why didn't your relationship work? I'd love to know. Please tell me. And they do, and I love it.
Oh, my God.
Like, give me all your details.
People are a lot more open, I think, anymore than you'd think. Because if you say that, you're like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. You get to talk about me.
Like, this person wants to know. So, yeah.
And they're like, oh my, and that's the thing, exactly how I am. They're like, oh my God, they want to know about me. I'm going to talk about me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them everything. And then it gets to a point where you're like, oh my God, I think my phone's ringing.
Right. Yeah. Like, I gotta go. Bye.
Chris hates it here.
No, I was about to ask a super obscure question.
Why?
Ask it.
No, because yeah. It was about being out having drinks. Do you know sign language at all?
Here we go.
No, we go. I do not. Okay, no,
because
neither does Chris, don't worry.
No. Oh, what a fucking asshole you are, man.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Melissa would have never said that.
No, she would have said worse. Because she's mean, and I'm his sweetheart.
You're fine, Che. All right. You're fine. Anyway,
that's the best you could do. You're like, you're fine.
You're
all right.
You're all right.
So what about sign language?
No.
Yeah, what about it?
We were talking about this last week, okay. And there was a deaf woman in this one bar we were at, and I was like, you know what? I bet you a lot of people don't go up to talk to her, obviously, because they don't know how to sign, and they don't.
Right.
I know how to do the alphabet and stuff. So I walked over to her, and I was like, you know what? Hi. I'm Chris. Like, I signed it and spelled it all out. And she's like, oh, cool. This motherfucker apparently is fluent in sign language and, like, came behind me and was like, you know, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to say something, like, racist or something accidentally right. through sign. So I won't say it. But, like, you know, she came out, you know.
That's such a badass flutter fingers.
She was never more ready to one-up me in her life.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, I'm ready. I'm living for this moment.
I literally remember exactly where she was sitting. I remember
it was a chair with wheels.
And she was on the other side. No. Like, when you walk in the door, she was on the other side. We were standing all by the door. We were all standing there because we were getting ready to leave. And I remember everybody's like, where's Chris at? We're all drunk. We're like, eh.
Yeah.
And,
where did he go?
Like, I'm like, you know, scoping the room.
Oh, dude, I like to disappear when I'm drunk.
I look over and I spot him and I'm like, oh, this is my jam.
You motherfucker, yes.
I never ran so fast. Nobody even seen me. I was like, pew, right there.
Chris, I remember my hat blowing off, but I didn't know why. It was a gust of wind. It was Shay.
Yeah, it was me.
Flying over.
She came to steal your thunder.
Oh, she stole it. The thunder and the lightning is gone, man. Clear skies.
But you did really good. You did really good with what you had.
Thank you, man.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
That was really nice. She ended that with a nice compliment for you.
Thank you.
But anyway, back to Danny's podcast.
This is what I do. I'll let someone keep talking. Like, I love know. To, we need you know. To have her.
Well, you know what? We'll get back to what you were saying, because that's kind of what I liked the most about doing this. When I started doing this, I was telling you, I don't think we were on the air yet, but, like, I started this with my brother and my cousin, like, in 2013, and we, like, that was before, like, everyone had a podcast. Mm-hmm. But we were just doing it because I listen to podcasts. I would do, like, distance running.
Okay.
So I would run for like an hour and a half.
Oh my God, wow.
If I listened to like the same music all the time, I'd get sick of it.
Yeah.
So I'd listen to just talk and just listen to things. And I was like, I could do this. Although back at the time, like I probably had nothing to say. But we would do that. And so we did that for like on an air hockey table, like I said, with Rock Band microphones. And then we stopped doing it because we didn't know what the hell we were doing or anything. And then since Corona, we shut down at the restaurant I worked at, and I guess work at, and I asked Shay, because we were talking before, because I was like, oh yeah, I used to do a podcast, but and like kind of jokingly,
right?
And she was talking about it, and we're like, oh, we talk enough, and we think we're funny enough.
The best ideas come when you're drunk. And I love this.
Every idea with me and Shay happened between 1:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m.
That's the best time to put your thinking cap on. Yeah. While you're drunk.
Is that what you call it? Oh. Yes.
I feel like we've sat down before and actually tried to think about the ideas that we've come up with, and they were never good.
Oh, you got to write them down.
Yeah, you have to. I'm glad you didn't write those notes. Down. Those.
I don't think I would have known how to work a pen.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
But we started doing that again. And that is the one thing that I will say since starting it back up is just like the people that like I asked, like the one thing I've learned is like it doesn't hurt to just ask somebody.
No,
anything.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Because like way more people have said yes to doing the show than I thought. And just meeting new people. I'm like, you know what? I'll do this. I'll go out and, you know, I meet people. We record in Bellevue, so like I'm out in Bellevue and then I meet all these business owners and they're all really cool and just like getting like it's cool being around like-minded people who want to do something.
It is. So I worked for a small business for like a short amount of time, and it's just amazing. Like when you talk to business owners and the big ideas that they have, and they're just so interesting. Like mm-hmm. I just think people in different industries doing different things. Like I just love to absorb like what they know around like-minded people like that. And I like to have a mix of people I don't know so that I get to meet new people as well as like, I do like to bring my friends and like I have my mom on like this week's episode. Yeah. Like I like to do a mixture of people I know and people I don't know.
That'd be so funny.
If I was drinking and my mom was drinking, it would be the loudest thing you've ever heard.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
I don't know.
If I did an episode with my mom, Shay can do it with my mom.
Be on there drunk as hell. I'd have a blast.
It's the only way to do it.
I'm with it. That's really nice, though, because, I mean, this is something that he said several times is just like, you know, before, sometimes he puts himself in a situation where it's just like, am I supposed to go through this door or, you know, am I not like,
right.
And before he would not be able, he would just be like, no, like I can't, like I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And now the, just meeting all these people and going through so many different things has brought him to a point where he's just like, oh, I don't care. Like I'm walking through that door.
Yeah. Right. It makes you more comfortable. It's once you so make yourself crazy. Uncomfortable, you can make yourself comfortable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's such a huge line to cross.
I was re-listening to last week's show and Joey said that. He was like, and the only way to make the uncomfortable comfortable is just by doing it and like doing the uncomfortable and then you become comfortable with it. And that's something I did before. And like, I don't like public speaking. I can't believe I talk to people. Because if you knew me growing up, I didn't fucking say shit.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I was just like, let me just take in information and think. And then the whole time I was like, whatever you have to think is stupid. Like, nobody cares what you have to think. And it's probably so that way.
And that's so far from the truth because, first of all, you're not only super smart, but you do have a lot of good points and you are really, really good at like, relating to different like different levels,
and that's huge. Like if you can't relate,
open-minded,
it's not
stuff?
Yeah, and not everybody can do that. Exactly. So if you're able to relate to someone and be on their level and talk to them, that's so huge. Important.
But yes. You keep saying like you say that you think I'm smart, which is nice to hear. But it's like I think that the key to like learning things from people is like so many people think that they know
everything,
they know every aspect. And I think you should go into things open minded and not knowing like. Not everybody has the same experience. Nobody has the same experience.
No.
And like, just go into it. And the worst thing you can do is just listen to somebody's perspective. And then you can agree with it or disagree with it. And you can learn from it. And I try to learn from every person I meet. But it's just so cool learning from different people. And like, I've had photographers and comedians and stuff. And I love comedy and I love like,
I do
doing
too.
Stuff like that. And that's what I really want to get into.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, what do I think? Because it's like, I don't know stand up. I don't know skit. Comedy and stuff I'm not good at making videos on TikTok, but if you have a conversation with me, I will make you laugh more often than not.
Right.
And so like I want to get into that and then just pick people's brains. And that's why I wanted you on or whoever the hell I've had on. It's because like they're interesting to me and I assume to my listeners.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't want to like there's a lot of people that are like, okay, do this for TikTok and stuff. Like, that's not really me.
No, it's
interesting because that's what you have to kind of get. But, like, I like having an in-depth, long-form interview where you get to know somebody, not the 30 seconds, how much stimulation can you give me.
Right. Yeah. And you're getting the whole picture of someone in an interview versus, like, TikTok. Like, you're only seeing so much of somebody.
Right.
And I follow people and I've liked their videos, like, on TikTok. And then I start to actually follow them and I'm like, I don't know if I actually really like this person. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I just think it's all about, like, perspective sure.
Yeah. Because I get that way, too, where I'm like, let me look through your page. And I'm like, oh, my God, all of these songs.
But honestly, like, I like to use my Instagram story as, like, kind of my comedic outlet. Like, I like to be funny on there. Like, that's what I like the most.
Yeah.
I've found, this is just my experience. It seems like Facebook is full of older people. Instagram is kind of my generation, and TikTok is younger people.
Facebook is just awful. Like, I have it, like, just that, like, so I have it, but, like, I don't ever really use it.
I agree.
I'm just like, I don't want to.
I get on there all the time because I'm so old.
I post stuff all the time, but, like, it's just because I want to have every single platform covered.
Right.
I barely post on there, but that's the best place to be as nosy as you can be.
It is. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I need a little pick. Me up. I'm gonna go on Facebook.
Yeah. And then you get like this status is a complaint, and this is crying about somebody, and this is just like I want to rant, and this is like I want to vent, and I'm like, oh my god, yes, my life is fine.
Right. And then I get to
these
a point
suck.
Yeah, I'm like, so I feel so much side, better man. Now. Then I get to a point where people are like trying to give like their cats and their dogs away, and I'm like, all right, I gotta get off. Like, I'm done. I'm gonna avoid
are there
animals.
Lizards?
Or they're lizards. That one would be me.
Lizards.
I get on there and buy every single thing exercise ever. ever. I have had a random guy carry a $25 standstill bike up into my living room where I couldn't fit it just because I needed it. And then the next week I had my neighbor carry it downstairs and put it outside for free.
But that's the only way to do it, though. Like, you have someone else carry it up. That's like, I would not be carrying it up. I'd be like, someone else is doing this.
They carry it down.
Could you imagine if you had to carry your own bike that you threw out in a week?
Yeah, hell no.
What are you, a pauper? Come on, man.
$25? What a deal, might I say.
Yeah.
What a deal.
That's why I got it.
Don't shit on the headline, man.
That's why I got it.
That is. That's
the main. Up a good deal.
Come on.
How'd you get a stationary bike and it moved for $25?
I know. Yeah. And it was blue. Yeah. So.
Did you pull out your Adam and Eve voice?
I was just going to say 100%.
I would. If I had it, I would.
Shay, how would you ask somebody to come up the steps with their stationary bike if you were on Adam and Eve?
I actually did have to ask him to. I really did.
Shay, how did that sound?
Yes. I'm so ready.
Okay, Shay, I'll be the guy that has the stationary bike. How would you talk to me? Ready? Hey, Shay, I'm outside with the stationary bike.
I went downstairs and I go, oh my gosh, that bike is like way too heavy. Can you just like carry it up my stairs for me?
I mean, I guess that's all you did.
Did you have like a low cut shirt on? Like what?
Probably. Okay.
Shay calls it a shirt.
This is a high neck shirt.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is a high neck. I have a whole.
I appreciate that. If I had it, I would do it. You know,
we match. Right. That's
we do. Yes. You have a
my shirt. Thank you.
For sure. Yes.
This is just a regular shirt. No, that's probably not what I sounded like. You guys put me on the spot. Bye. Whatever, no, it judgment. Did sound like it worked. $25, and he carried it upstairs. Wow. And he was out of breath. He almost passed out.
Dude, stationary bikes are heavy.
Yeah, I was like, did you want to sit down? Are you okay? And he was like, no. I'm like, here's your money. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
My neighbor, I've had him carry up and down things so many times.
Joe's a hell of a guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely, Joe.
That's a super, super obscure, like, three people in the world got that. And that's why I have the podcast platform. So I can make the joke that only people living in that building get.
Yeah, I know. He's the creepy guy who lives next door.
Well, Joe sounds like a keeper.
Yeah.
Keep Joe around. So.
That's what I'm saying, Shay. I've been saying it for years now.
You better grow up. Grow up. No, I'm a hoarder.
I love an impulse purchase. You put something in front of me in a good deal. I almost bought these like lip chairs off of Facebook. I almost drove there and picked them up. I was like, do I need these? Like, where could I put these? Like, where could I make these work? Like, I was almost ready to buy them. See, I was ready to go.
I collect chairs and I collect cups. I don't know why I collect chairs.
Is an interesting thing to collect.
Literally, my apartment has to be maybe 500, 600 square feet. It's super tiny. It's just me there, right? Super small. Kitchen's the biggest room in the house. I don't even use it. So I have no freaking idea where I think I can keep things. But I have a futon and like three really random chairs in the living room. And then I have a chair in my bedroom. And then I have a chair that's also in the kitchen for no apparent reason. I'm surprised there's not a chair in the freaking bathroom.
You should have a chair everywhere. You need a seating area. Absolutely. For every room.
Gotta
be comfortable.
I got a rocking chair on the porch that has ducks on it that we took from the neighbor. Chris was there for that. He helped take it.
I carved my name into the arm.
Oh, how special.
Yeah, he carried that over from the neighbors. The thing that my TV sits on is actually just like a rolly pantry thing, like an island, but like the top.
How do you remember the name?
Yeah.
You better freaking grow up. So it was outside next door, and I made the downstairs neighbor go and get it, and it's heavy as shit, and then I painted it, and I have...
Wow.
I don't understand. I have a bike in a new bike. It's a new bike.
Oh, wow. You got another bike.
In the living room.
One couldn't have that old one.
No. It did not work.
I wanted to go.
After a week, you need a new bike.
There's a treadmill that's folded up in the basement that holds my Chucky dolls. I mean, folded up in my bedroom.
Wait, what? Your Chucky dolls?
Yeah, I have Chucky and Chucky's Bride.
Oh, okay. You made that sound like you, like, collected them.
Yeah,
like,
how many dolls so do you many. Have?
Yes. They're original dolls. They're not the new Chucky. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Okay, it's very weird.
Thank
it's
you.
It's very, very weird.
I don't like it.
No.
No, this is the original.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I respect that it's on your treadmill, just in case. Yeah. You know, let's go for a light run. He's ready to go.
Do you want to tell us about your life?
No, this is great, Shay. Yeah. Please.
If you don't title it the Shay Show.
Yeah, yeah, no, you let me know when we're ready, and me and Danny will interview you.
Yeah. So I also collect cups. No, just kidding. No, go ahead.
I just have like the most random like shit, and I'm just like, what, where, why?
So you didn't get the lip couch.
I did not. Someone bought it right from under me. They swindled me. They bamboozled me. I did not get it. I was so upset. I know. I had so many ideas for these chairs. God. And I'm like, man, I need these chairs. So
were they like plastic chairs or were they?
No, they were like just made chair, like somebody, I don't know if somebody made these, but they were beautiful, and it was just a set of lips, and I was like, I need these in my life, like, where can I make these work?
Yeah,
so I am a little upset that have them in my possession. Does it's really a big L for me.
Yeah,
it does sound amazing.
Have you ever gone down in it's downtown by, do you know where Meat and Potatoes? Okay, so there's that little like fountain thing, but there's these chairs that are, they're not chairs, I guess benches that are eyes. Oh. That's just what I'm picturing.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Right across from like the Benedum, between the Benedum and where Meat and Potatoes is.
Like one giant eye?
Or they're like eye benches or seats.
Okay.
But eyeball? They're like on,
And you
they're
sit
like
on the, it?
Yeah. Traditional chairs idea. Yeah.
I'm not picturing a chair either, don't worry.
No, like, I'm just like, okay, I'm just thinking of an eye and I'm just very confused. So like the bottom lip like you sat on and like the top lip was like your backrest.
Okay, no, that makes sense. So I think the back of the chair is an eye and then on the front it's like carved into a bench.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to have to investigate this at some point.
We'll find it. I bet
you. Can you post a picture of it? Because when you said the front carved, that fucked me up.
I was like, wait, what?
I hope I'm remembering this right. We're going to look back. There's just like benches. And they're like, that was the day you did acid.
Sir, that is not there. That is not located there.
I can see it the way that Danny explained it, though. Like the top lid, like your back. Yeah. And then the bottom lid.
Super cute.
Okay, yeah.
That's like the hand chairs that are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I always wanted, have you ever seen the stiletto chairs?
Oh my God,
I ever find one, I will purchase it.
You know the it's chairs mine. That when you sit in, it looks like their legs? You know, what movie is that from or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
I need those. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a Clockwork Orange-y?
You better calm down, that's my favorite movie.
You've seen a movie?
It's my favorite movie.
You've seen a movie, so like at the milk bar. How those people?
I would die.
No,
it'd be so nice. Not like that. No, they're like bar stools, but like, and they don't have a back. They just have like just the seat, and then it looks this like the pole that it's, you know, these the legs.
Yeah,
are actual human legs.
Okay,
it's pretty sick.
Yeah, so
it looks like different legs from behind. I've seen like animal legs. They have like ostrich legs and like,
but there's human ones. So it looks like it's like girls in like bikinis or something.
Okay, yeah,
it's pretty cool. But yeah, stiletto chairs are so nice.
I need one in my life. So if I ever come across it, like I buy the most random bullshit. So if I see it, I'm like, listen, I will purchase it.
I'll look out for you, girl.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm like a little concerned, like when I have my own place here, I'm like, I'm just going to have the most random bullshit in my house.
That's
like,
what happened.
Yeah.
That's why I'm only allowed to have like five. What do you think?
I should probably live like myself.
600
the
square feet.
The Warhol Museum will be your living room.
I will charge admission to come into my house.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go without me, Shay. It would be awesome. Oh my God. It would come full circle. Now, Shay, while we have a break in between talking about you,
okay,
let me get back to. As I ask all our guests, okay,
all right,
and Danny's prepared for this. She's let me know that she's ready. Okay, we need to know what her least favorite character is from movies. And before we get into it, while I'm thinking of it, it's almost Christmas time, which means Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer will be on TV. Watch it. Donner's a dick. Donner, Rudolph's dad, is a dick. So watch that. But Danny.
Such an asshole.
We hate him.
Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it a few times.
Okay. But are you familiar with his dad?
Yeah.
Dude, he's so rude. Okay, good.
So
I feel like you're the first person I've talked to.
My mouth literally opened to say that she's the first person that's ever like actually. Been
she's
like,
the
yes.
only cultured person we've had, apparently.
I don't watch movies. I fucking suck.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
Not a lot of movies. If I see a movie I really like, I kind of watch it a few times. Like sometimes I don't like to veer into something new.
Right.
So I haven't seen a lot of like movies. Like people be like, did you see this? And I'm like, no. And they're like, how did you see that? And I'm like, I don't know.
That's me.
Wait, before you get it, that comment right there, this is a PSA for everybody at home, okay?
As
a human being are only capable of taking in so much information.
Yeah.
Music, movies, what have you, okay? So when somebody doesn't know one of the stupid, like, Urban Dictionary terms or a movie or whatever. Oh, you haven't heard this? It's possible. I can't take in everything all the time, so stop being on your high horse. So sanctimonious. Oh, you don't know this? No, I don't. My bad. My bad for not knowing one thing ever.
Wow. Thank you for that PSA.
Yeah. Thank you. The more you know.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited to hear.
Okay.
I'm ready for this. So I've really thought about this. Seen it. I'm really sorry.
I hope so, because this is a classic. Shit. So I feel like.
She hasn't seen it.
I know. Oh, no. I hope so.
As soon as you said classic.
I know. I'm a whole POS.
If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest that you watch it, like, tonight. Okay. Like, waste no time.
Okay.
The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I've seen it, like, one time.
One of the best
Oh,
movies.
My gosh. It's I one know. Of my favorites.
A lot of people talk about Sandler movies. Wedding Singer is the best.
It's number one. Okay, so agreed. Maybe an unpopular opinion, but That's My Boy is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. I think it's such an underrated, like, Adam Sandler movie. Okay. I love all,
I
ha- all
I've
them,
seen
but...
it once, and I tore my ACL, and I was on painkillers pretty heavy on that.
Okay.
So I enjoyed it.
You know? Give it another go, you know, maybe watch
give
it again.
Another go. We'll see.
I don't even think I've heard of that movie.
That's when he has a kid or whatever, like when he's in like seventh grade or whatever.
He knocks up like
Andy
his high
Samberg,
school teacher.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, he like knocks up his teacher and they have this like love child and it's such a good movie. You have to watch it.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much of it away.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Really
no,
good.
You don't want to ruin. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the modern classic. That's That My Boy.
I think it's a classic. So I thought about this in The Wedding Singer, Glenn Gulia.
Yeah.
Dude. That's who I picked. He's like the guy you love to hate. Like he's such an asshole in that movie, but like he has such good lines in it. Like that's my number one. That's who
guy.
I'm picking.
That's the guy who sucks.
Yep.
Glenn.
Glenn
is definitely annoying and he's a dick. And when he's up on the plane, every part of it. Yeah. He plays such a good, whoever the actor is plays the role perfectly.
He does.
Yeah. He is. He's an asshole. He's with Julia, who's Drew Barrymore in it. And he's like the one she's engaged to or whatever before Robbie Hart comes in and swoops her off her feet. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert for the people who haven't seen the movie in the 90s.
It's a romance. I'm not going to watch it.
Dude, watch it. No, it's a comedy, good, dude. Yeah. It's a good movie.
It's good.
All right, I'm going to watch it.
You got to
give
it a shot.
Yeah, dude. The limo driver or whatever is great in it. His friend.
Oh, there's so many good parts
in
it.
Oh, my. Oh, wait. Oh. Go ahead, keep talking. I feel like I have a drop on here from there.
Oh my gosh, that'd be perfect. I feel like I'm going to check in with you in a few days. I'm like, listen, did you watch the movie? Because you have to watch it.
You're going to have to remind me.
I will. I 100% will.
I'm going to go home and be like, what was?
Yeah, what was the name of that movie?
No, I
can't find it, but
it
was.
It
was.
To watch.
It was
it's
when they were
down,
doing.
It's happening.
I can't find the drop, but it was in there, and it was. You will listen to every word I have to say. It's so good because he like gets dumped and then he's a wedding singer. So he has to like, you know, perform for people at a wedding where he got left at the altar. So then he's like super salty after.
I don't even have to watch it now.
No, you do. That's just the background, dude. It's a good movie.
It's so
and
good.
Like Adam Sandler does make some stupid movies, but like for every dumb movie, he has a classic. He really does. I like Sandler.
I like him.
He seems like a decent guy, too.
I like him, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's funny.
He's one of my faves. I love Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he's good.
But Glenn Gulia is a good pick. He's funny. My brother loves him. He thinks he's such an ass. But, like, he loves him and, like, he's the worst.
Right. Like, you love to hate him.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. But that's my pick. That's what I'm going with.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, no, I like that. Shay, you need to watch movies.
I haven't turned my TV on in 2 years.
Whoa, sit on the stationary bike and watch something, man.
I got right about it. No, I definitely can't.
Who's your
I
least favorite sit, from Chucky, then?
I could
then?
Sit in one of my 55 chairs.
You
in the
could sit
room.
On one of your 55 chairs.
Didn't you just get new lip chairs?
I'm about to. Yeah,
we both need them. Like, we have determined. I was like, did you buy those chairs?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was getting at.
I will follow you home.
Yeah. That quick turnaround.
I'm
like, what?
I'm watching
what?
You. Yeah. Like, excuse me.
Listen. If I find lip chairs, I'm going to buy them both.
Okay.
You're going to get one.
Oh.
Well, actually, we'll just take them to my house. We'll watch a bunch of movies, and then you can take the one home.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a little memento to take with me.
Have you ever seen the movie Memento?
What? Yes.
Did you make it?
You've seen that movie. Okay.
What's the thing? Is it a picture? The cover?
Huh? Yeah, as every other one.
Yeah, I was like, wait,
every,
what? No, like a photo.
No, it's not a sound.
A photo.
Yeah.
Like the cover is a photo.
Yeah, kind of. Like, yeah. Okay. He has to take a bunch of pictures. He doesn't have a memory.
Dumbass. So yeah, exactly what I said is exactly right, you fuck.
Leonard Shelby?
What?
Oh, yeah. That's the name of the character
so it's
in it,
actually. Yeah, no, I don't have no
I'm
so
idea. I'm so watching. It's a Christopher Nolan movie, dude. Watch it tonight. I have the movie. I'll give it to you, man. Oh, if you watch it, man.
I can't remember everything that happened in it, but I did go. I used to go on like these like Netflix binges. Like,
understandable.
Just watch really random shit.
Listen, during quarantine, I watched, I swear to you, every episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why did I pick this show? So I get it.
Which one of his kids do you like the most? You like Leland?
I don't know. Chris, it's hard to pick Chris a favorite.
Like Dwayne Jr.?
Maybe Dwayne Jr. would be my favorite. You know, when he just kicks the doors down, I'm like, yes.
I haven't seen this show in 15 years. I don't remember why I know the names. I don't know why I remember the names is what I meant
to
say.
Don't remember how. Yeah, no.
Dude, you watched it last night.
Yeah.
I need don't lie to us.
You watched it last
night. Didn't his wife just die?
Yeah. R.I.P. Beth.
So we'll see you, Beth. We're going to pour this. I mean, not on here because it's very expensive.
No,
but
we don't.
Like,
we're not going to do that.
We're going to pour it in our mouth.
Yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Moment of silence for Beth.
That worked out well.
Yeah, man.
That was nice.
I think that was a fitting tribute.
Maybe that was the B in the medium.
Oh
my God. You know, Beth Chapman! Beth Chapman!
It's BC.
Oh, wait, that's weird.
Oh. It's like she knew that this was going to happen. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Do I believe
I
right
have
now?
Chills. Do you need to get her on the phone? Maybe we get her over here right now.
We should ask her to come on, though.
Oh, my God.
That was weird, BC.
That was so weird. Oh my God. I think this is the moment that we're having.
It's spooky.
Spooky. Oh my God.
Wow, guys.
Come full circle, man. We're putting out good energy, and that's what we get. Man.
I had no idea what her last name was either. That's so crazy. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Dude, do some research on Dog, man. He's done jail time. He was in a gang. He's seen the light. He's back. He's fighting crime. He has like 15 kids.
Isn't he like 100?
He's literally 100 years old. Okay. He looks like a leather handbag.
Yeah.
But listen, he rocks, you know, the animal prints and like the leather vests. And I just love it. I'm like, I'm here for this statement.
I don't think I've ever seen him wear sleeves.
I don't think I have either. I don't think I want to.
Yeah,
like,
why
dog,
would you,
show
man?
Us your arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Low cut vest.
Fine. You're looking great.
Yes. Looking good, dog.
Ah, that was good. That was a good wordplay. Chris hates whenever I make jokes. He does not think I'm funny at all.
Sure, I think you're great. That's why I invite you back every week, man.
Oh, I thought I just forced my way in the door.
Yeah. Have you seen the new flyer, by the way? We have a new flyer up.
Yeah.
Shay, I printed out a new flyer.
Yeah.
And I put it up places, and then I realized I spelled the word you wrong on it.
How'd you spell it?
I, like, altered something. I think I started deleting the word. Like, I put something, and then I deleted it to you.
Okay.
So it says Y-E-O-U. I know I'm going to hear something from somebody who thinks they're sanctimonious and wants to come down on me.
Okay, so what's your comeback going to be? You gotta
feel you're
gotta
not fucking perfect,
you
man.
Be ready. Yeah.
I'm sorry that everything ever can't
get,
be perfect.
Don't get defensive about
no,
it.
No, you don't want
to
do that.
You've come to the wrong person.
You don't want to look like, no.
I get defensive about everything.
Dude, yeah. All I did yesterday was I put a post on SportsCenter or something about Steve Gleason who blocked the punt for the Saints. I'm talking to the wrong crowd with you looking at me with fucking dead eyes. You're a big special teams guy for the Saints in 2006.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, he blocked a punt after
too.
Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, Hurricane
anyway,
Katrina.
Anyway,
more like Hurricane Tortilla.
All right, let's turn this off.
He's like, this episode is over. I hate both of them.
Okay, Hurricane.
I was going to play the outro, and then I was like, I'm going to start it, and I won't be able to stop. But anyway, I did post something, and then some guy was like, you're wrong. And I just...
lost your mind? Did
it's you all I thought something? About all Sunday.
Did was, you say something bad?
Of course I said something. He was wrong.
What
he needed to be told.
And it was about the same?
I said they were special. He said they were not.
Oh wow. So it was game over.
How dare he?
Yeah, fuck him.
I don't speak on things I don't know anything about.
Yes. Oh, the worst.
People agreed with
the
me.
Balls of this
people
guy.
Agreed with me. Yeah. So you know what?
You should have lit him up.
I'm the people's champ still. So
you,
whatever.
Yeah.
Made the right decision.
I agree. Good for you, Chris.
Danny, have we talked anything about you, man? I feel like this has been a waste of your time.
We kind of like touched on my pocket. That just means you have to have me back.
That's exactly right.
That's what it
means. Hey, Egghead's not on here. We have an empty seat now, man.
Perfect.
Come back whenever.
Perfect.
Apparently you and Shay are best friends, so fuck
this. Yeah, we are.
We are besties now.
Honestly, should we start a show?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to steal your co-host.
That works, and then Melissa can come right in. So, win-win.
Because you'd be miserable the whole show. You'd be like, yeah. Never mind, we're going
to
erase
I
all
would
this.
Be too busy laughing to be miserable.
No. He'll be watching us from a window, like, crying. It'll be raining. He'll be like, I miss her.
It'll be foggy outside from my breath, and I'll just, like, miss you with a heart.
You'll spell U-Y-O.
Turn the camera towards him. Be like, look at this dumbass.
Right, look at this guy. Loser.
Y-E-O-U. Can't even spell.
You guys are laughing at me from your treadmill lips.
Treadmill lips.
Wow. Oh. That sounds kind of dirty.
Treadmill lips absolutely sounds like a 90s album.
It does, yeah.
I'm sure if you look it up, something would pop up on Google about that.
Oh, for sure. For sure it would.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Matchbox 20 had an album named...
Treadmill lips.
Or something, yeah. Or train. Train seems like
train,
they have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh. Have you ever seen Trainwreck?
Amy Schumer? The movie?
Actually, I don't know what I'm talking about. I meant to say.
Did I talk about the movie?
Trainwreck was with Amy Schumer. You're correct.
Never seen that. I meant to say.
Have you ever seen it? Because I haven't.
Yeah.
I meant to say Trainspotting.
Yes.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Mm-mm. That one's dark.
That sounds like an activity. It doesn't.
That one makes me. Yeah. Well, it's. Yeah,
it's
that's.
Good, it's like all about drugs.
It's British. Okay. This dude's like addicted to heroin and then like tries to break. It's like awkward to watch. It makes you uncomfortable.
This is why I don't
almost
watch
like
romance,
Requiem for a Dream.
Because I watch shit like that. That's a good ass movie.
Have you seen that movie?
Of course I have.
Shay, who's your least favorite movie character, man? We're almost 2 hours in, so we got to get to a point.
I don't have one. I've literally never thought about it. Really? Grandpa Joe is literally trash. I can agree with that.
Okay.
Grandpa Joe sucks hard. That's about it.
I can't do it.
That's
it. I'm on the spot.
That's what I mean. I can't do it. I'm on the spot. I don't have one. I'll
think
about
it. Shay, this is your homework, okay?
I will think about it, I promise.
Have you seen Rudolph yet?
Maybe like one time when I was two.
I was going to say, if you have never seen Rudolph,
I have.
Come on, girl.
I promise I have. I just don't. I remember them being in the snow.
Yeah,
and
that's
like an igloo
the entire movie.
Yep, they're in the snow.
There's the
You're
abominable
right.
snowman. Yep. They go to the
and then I think like Rudolph's nose lights up
Misfit
at some
toys.
Point.
You are correct; it does light up.
It's like I've seen it.
You know,
I feel like you wrote it with all the information you have.
I know. Maybe ends up.
You have to write that. Write that. You have to watch that.
Got it.
Write a new version tonight.
I'm gonna come through with the best worst character ever. You're gonna be like, oh my god, I've never thought about that.
Okay.
He's not going to say that. He's going to trash me for it, but I will
possibly.
I'm going to come with two.
Shay, if you put any effort into anything, then I will support it.
Thank you.
Okay? That's how confident I am.
Oh, man.
She's like, oh, I don't know.
And this is why
we're
he doesn't
waiting.
Believe anything I say.
Yeah.
Because I'll come on Monday and go, what was the question?
Right. What were we talking about?
Can you remind me
we're
on
like,
Saturday?
We're 1 hour and 40 minutes in, and I don't even know what the hell we've said.
I don't even know what happened, but I'm okay with it.
I had the best time ever.
I had a really good time. This is fun.
Such a good time.
Yes.
Danny, can you tell everybody where we can find all your information?
Yes. So you can follow my podcast on Instagram at DammitDannyPodcast. You can follow me on Instagram at Danny Kaufman with 2 I's because I'm special. And you can find my podcast. It's available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Damn it, Danny.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming in.
Yes.
Shay, we always appreciate you coming in. I know that if I don't talk about you right now, here we go. We got a little video, a little behind the scenes with everybody while we're doing it. Oh, look at Shay. If I don't put Shay on there, she'll cry.
I will.
So
I
let's
cry.
Just do Shay for the rest of this.
Okay.
There we go.
Just her. Maybe I'll put
there
my
we go.
Hand
yeah,
in.
I want Danny in here. I like Danny. Chris, get out. Yeah.
Okay, this is great pod. So we're gonna wrap up the show here. Listen to Damn It Danny podcast. Find Danny. Find Shay. Go to the website. Click through our link tree. Click through Danny's link tree. All that stuff. But for Shay, for Danny, I am Chris. I'm trying to find the right button. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the show to catch the latest episodes and share with your friends. We can't promise not to embarrass you. And if you just can't get enough, follow us on Instagram at Poor Man's Podcast 412, Twitter at Poor Man's Pod 412, and Facebook. This is Pittsburgh's own Poor Man's Podcast signing off. See you next week.
Thank you so much.